right, sup y'all. It's your boy Rhino Raider here on the solo episode. Now, I told myself this week that I was going to take it easy. I was going to do a short episode, but now I'm looking at this doc and that is probably not going to be the case. And the reason for that is because, one, I'm a long-winded guy. But for two, we have a lot of things we need to talk about for 2025 with critical thinking, okay? So first, we're going to hit you with a couple announcements, and then I'm going to give you a template for how to evaluate your last year in Bug Bounty and how to set some goals for 2025. But first, let's get to those announcements. Okay, so critical thinking is going to launch some cool shit in 2025, particularly in January, okay? So the first thing that I wanted to mention is that we are going to launch the Critical Thinking Full-Time Bug Bounty Hunters Guild, okay? And I'm not sure we're going to call it that just yet. We're still kind of workshopping the idea, but since I'm recording this earlier in December, I haven't got it fully completely worked out yet. But essentially what it's going to be is a place where you apply as a full-time bug bounty hunter. And if you're accepted into the community, which full-time bug bounty hunters will, or people that make over $100,000 in bug bounty part-time, then you'll be granted access and you'll get access to a bunch of perks, a community, a sense of accountability. That's a big one right there. A lot of hackers have expressed to me that they kind of miss the reality of having coworkers and having some sort of sense of accountability for their work. So this initiative is an attempt to fix that. There's going to be a lot of other pieces to it as well. We're going to put the details up for that on the website at ctbb.show/ft for full time, ctbb.show/ft. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and check it out. But I'm pretty optimistic for it. I think it'll be really helpful. And I kind of need it myself because for me, just kind of sharing personally, looking at this past year, I've spent a lot of time doing critical thinking related stuff and other stuff. I had a bunch of personal stuff come up this year with becoming a father and a bunch of other things, but a lot of my time got taken away from hacking. And I think I need that sense of accountability that this group will offer to make sure I'm staying on track and actually living the life that I want to live as a hacker. So I think that'll be really helpful for a lot of people. Yeah, if you're interested, check it out, ctbb.show/ft. Okay, second thing that we're releasing in 2025. I'm really excited for this one. This is the Critical Research Lab. So I was thinking back over all the critical thinking episodes that we've had, and I was reflecting on the ones that I liked the most. And the ones that I liked the most was when we were presenting original or like very newly released research very granularly. And that just felt so good and felt so right. So I was like, okay, how can we do more of that? And the answer to that is to take away Justin's profits again from critical thinking and put that back into a research lab. So what we're going to do is we're going to select a set of researchers from the Bug Bounty community and give them a stipend for doing research. It's probably not going to be anything huge, but it's going to be what we can do. And that stipend will hopefully help them mentally shift a little bit from like, oh, I got to do Bug Bounty or everything that I do in hacking should be directly financially related to, okay, I'm a researcher and I'm going to try to do more research. And then when they're ready to release that research, whether it be something small or like a big presentation, then we're going to do that through the podcast and through the blog. So we've already got some really big names that I'm really excited about, that have signed up for it. I'm going to get everything signed and we'll put it up on the website. That'll be at ctpb.show/CRL for Critical Research Lab. Yeah, very excited for that. I think some amazing content's going to come out of that in 2025. But I guess we'll see. Okay, cool. So now let's get into the content of this episode. What I wanted to talk about was my personal strategy for goals and a personal inventory of types as a bug hunter looking at 2024 and then making goals for 2025. So let's go ahead and take a look at that. Well, okay, first, I should go back. We did an episode 51, at the end of the year in 2023. I just wanted to look back on that and kind of compare the statistics across the board and sort of do a check-in with how I did. And I probably should have done this quarterly. This is something that I think the full-time Bug Bounty Hunters Guild will help with. But looking back, I did all right on my goals. So let me go through the goals that I had for 2024. I had I would like to do more research, and that is the one that I did not do, right? On top of doing Bug Bounty and critical thinking and everything, my time really did not get allocated to research this year, which is unfortunate, but that is something that I do want to change in 2025. The next one on the list is accomplish badass stuff inside work hours. That was what I had. And I think I did a really good job of this year. As a full-time hunter, you know, it's really easy to be at your computer constantly. But this year, I think I did a particularly good job of working my 8 hours or 6 hours or 12 hours, whatever I have allotted, and intentionally doing that, right? And then walking away at the end of the day, much better than in previous years, which I think is a big improvement, quality of life for me and for my family. I had hack more IoT stuff or hardcore source code review. And I did not do as much IoT stuff as I would have liked, though I did do a little bit. And I did do hardcore source code review, which was awesome and generated one of my favorite moments of hacking in 2024. So I'll tell you a little bit about that in a second. But that one is a check for sure. I did get that one done. And then I had non-traditional automation. So in this one, I was talking about JS monitoring and source code monitoring. I did get some personal tooling for that in place, but I did not utilize it to its full extent. So I give myself half credit on that one. And then lastly, I had influence tool creation in the community. And I think that is something that we definitely were able to do this year. Let me grab some water really quick. I think that was definitely something that Joel and I accomplished this year. There were a lot of tools that came out of ideas that came from critical thinking. And man, I was so happy to see that because some really awesome stuff has been put out. Just off the top of my head, the 403 Bypasser, the Kaito Notes app that Staticflow built, which has just totally changed my workflow. What else was there? I know there was a couple other ones. I didn't put them in the notes, but they'll probably come to me later. I'm just really excited about that possibility and the possibility to be able to share like concepts with the community and then potentially have somebody build those. I think that'll be great. So overall, I'm hitting at like, what is that? Like a 3.5 out of 5 for 2024. Not the worst, not the best, but I think we can do better this year. Okay, so let's go look at sort of a personal inventory of 2024, and then we'll move into 2025. Now, the template that I'm about to use, I will be sharing to you all. That will be on the blog. So you can go to ctbu.show/blog, and it should take you to the blog, or just go to the website and click the blog button or Hacker Notes button. And there should be a template up there for this personal Bug Bounty Hunter inventory that I'm doing, and then also a like goals for 2025, how to set those goals. So just some questions to ask you, to ask yourself, you know, some introspection to do, and that will hopefully help you identify what kind of hacker you want to be in 2025, and be sort of honest with yourself about what hacker you were in 2024. Because to be honest, I'm reading through some of these questions and I'm thinking back, and I think there's some things that I need to change. So let's get to that. Okay, so 2024 Bug Bounty Hunter personal inventory. First question on the list that I had is, what moments or bugs were most fulfilling to you as a bug hunter in 2024 and why? And the reason I stuck this question at the beginning is because I think it's a little bit telling, but go ahead and answer this question in your brain first before you read any further, okay? Or listen any further. So, for me, the most fulfilling moment was when I was working on a SQL injection with Shubs at a live hacking event, and we finally freaking popped the bug, and we saw the errors in the logs, and we're like, yes, the SQL context is being escaped. I remember sitting at this desk right here where I am right now and just like slamming my hands on the desk and being so excited. And then the other one was sort of a toss-up, but it was a crypto bug. It was a crypto bug that I had banged my head up against the wall for like 8 hours without any progress. And I was just very stubbornly refusing to give up on this bug. And I eventually did give up on it and I moved on. And the next day I was sitting in my hot tub and I solved it. And I came back inside and I tried it and it worked. And that moment when I solved it in the hot tub and I was like, no way, what if I did it like that? Then that was the moment that hit me. And so the follow-up question to these, were these the moments you found the bug or were these the moments you got the bounty, right? And I think that this can be a telling question for anybody who is trying to decide whether, you know, what kind of bug hunter they are. Because I think there is a big pull to bounties in the bug bounty world, right? There's a lot of emphasis attached on this. But at the end of the day, you know, when you're trying to identify whether the bounty or the bug is important to you, whether you're trying to decide whether you're a passion-based hunter or a finance-based hunter, I think this can be a good question for you to ask yourself. And what moment was most fun? When you looked at the phone and you saw, whoa, that 50K bounty just came in? Or was it the moment when you finally popped the bug? So that's something to reflect upon. And just to be clear, no shame. I'm not dissing anybody who's a more of a finance-based hacker, right? If you're just trying to make money in bug bounty, that's great. That's fine. It sets you up for an amazing lifestyle, really. If you can do it full-time, I love it. it's totally worth doing it for just the finances. But I think a lot of us, especially at the top level, are doing it also for the passion, which I think is great. And you can kind of tell where you're at on that spectrum a little bit by looking at this question. Okay, so the next question that I had here was, looking back on 2024 bug bounty performance, were you satisfied with, one, the number of bugs that you had? So for me, I had 126 bugs in 2024. And that, I think, is pretty good considering the year that I've had and how little I've been able to hack. And that is a 25% increase from last year. So I'm pretty pleased with that. I think that's kind of where I want to be. It's like roughly, it's only roughly two or more bugs per week, which is not as much as I was hoping for. And I think I can do better than that in 2025. But given the year, I'm pretty pleased with it personally. Okay, number two was, am I satisfied with the impact of bugs? Now, this is where it gets a little tricky, guys. So for me, I had 7 crits in 2024, and there's a couple days left, so maybe they'll get some more. I just popped one not too long ago. And there were 45 highs, 57 mediums, and 18 lows, okay? And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, that's a shit ton of highs and not a lot of crits. That is a very low amount of crits. So what I'm thinking this year is I kind of struggled to get from that high to crit range. So I think that's probably one of the things that I'm going to put in my 2025 goals is I need to try to push a little bit further on some of these highs to see if I can remove any of the inhibiting factors or anything that's reducing that score from high and try to get it to a crit. Because 45 is a lot of highs relative to my actual amount of bugs that I had. So I think there's probably some room to grow there. What kind of bugs are you finding? That was the next piece. Like, am I satisfied with what kind of bugs I'm finding? And for me, that is mostly IDOR, access control bugs, authentication bypasses, XSS. And this year, actually, a decent amount of crypto bugs, which I was kind of pleased with. And so I am kind of pleased with that distribution. I would definitely like to see more RCEs. I think we only had a handful of RCEs in 2024. And I would like to see more SSRFs. I really did not have a ton of SSRFs in 2024. And I think that that's a bug class that often has a lot of impact in modern day architectures. And it's just not something that I was able to exploit effectively in 2024. I did have a couple blind XSSs. I mean, not blind XSSs, excuse me, as blind SSRFs. And a couple full read SSRFs, but there wasn't as many as I would have expected, given where I think the industry is at. So that's a thought. Was I satisfied with the scope that I'm working on? So for me, that was almost entirely web this year. And I am pretty pleased with that. I definitely would like to have done a little bit more mobile this year. I kind of like to keep those skills sharp, but I did do a bit of mobile for like a 2-week sprint, but there wasn't a lot of bugs that fell out of it this time. The app that I was looking at was just really, really locked down. And I had some mobile hackers that I really respect also take a look at it. And yeah, I mean, it was tight. So I still kind of kept those skills sharp, but didn't land as many bugs out of it, unfortunately. I did, however, do some enterprise software hacking this year, which I really, really enjoyed. And I definitely would like to do more of that in the future. Was I satisfied with the quality of my reports? Now, this one, I think, is the one where I gave myself the lowest marks. This definitely needs some work. Getting some water. Yeah, so I think for me, the quality of my reports was really not as good as it needed to be. And I think that was because I often am putting off report writing till the end of the day when I'm tired, and I'm just trying to stay in that flow state. So I think I'm finding more bugs, but the report quality is worse. So how do I fix that? One, I think I can sort of try to make that process a little bit less frictiony by using the Kaido Notes app that Static Flow released that I mentioned before. I think it'll be really nice to start writing some of those reports inside of Kaido as I'm going along. I think I can utilize AI for portions of the report and try to do that a little bit better. But at the end of the day, I think I need to just write better impact statements and spend more time on that section and rely less on the POC videos that I do. Because I do kick-ass POC videos. I really do. And I build really, really good, I do really, really good POCs, honestly. But the quality of the explanation isn't quite there. I think I'm jumping over steps and it's making it a little harder for the triagers to reproduce. Okay. And the last one here was, are you happy with what programs you were working on? I generally liked it. I think there are some programs that have changed quality a little bit this year. But overall, I'm pretty good. I'm not gonna name any names right now. But I think definitely in the future, I would like to hack on similar programs to the ones that I hacked on this year. Okay, and then the next section of the performance is performance eval, or what did I call it? The personal inventory. Is am I happy with the current levels of XYZ? So the first one on the list was automation. And for me, I'm really not happy with my current levels of automation. I left the recon game a long time ago and the automation game a long time ago because I was spending too much time coding and not enough time hacking. And I think now with Cursor coming back on the scene and me starting to realize the value of having actual passive automation, I think I would like to fix that. So I may get back into the recon game this year. I'm not 100% sold on that. But what I am sold on is I will be doing some lead generation automation, which is going to be mostly JavaScript file monitoring, changelog monitoring, source code monitoring, that sort of thing. 100% that will get done this year. Organization. Am I happy with my current levels of organization? I'm pretty pleased with this, actually. Kaido really helps with this, with the collections and being able to sort stuff out much easier. And with the new Notes plugin, I'm sorry, guys, just download the freaking Notes plugin, man. It's so good. Just having that inside Kaido really made it easy and seamless for me to jump into my notes, take notes, see them beautified, you know, on the right-hand side, rendered in Markdown. So that really helps a lot. And then I've had this system for a couple of years where I just have like a bug bounty folder. And then I go into that folder, create another folder for the target that I'm working on. And then I have this bash alias called temp home, which essentially takes the current directory that I'm in and makes it my temporary like home directory. So whenever I open up my shell, it will take me directly to that directory. And so I don't like accidentally put files in a different folder or something like that. And that keeps everything sort of isolated into the project that I'm working on. And then whenever I'm done, I have this alias rev home, which is like revert home. And that takes my home back to, you know, where it was before. So overall, pretty pleased with that. Am I pleased with my current levels of collaboration? Yeah, I think I am okay with it. I'm not collaborating as much as many hackers are, and I've kind of wondered whether that is a downside or not. But I think I'm mostly okay with it. I've definitely helped a lot of people this year get bounties, and my two mentees have done really well. So I'm pleased with that. And I think the times that I have collaborated with other high skill hackers have been really rewarding. So I think if I can keep the collaboration levels at a similar amount, I think that would be good. Am I pleased with the current levels of time that I'm getting to put into bug bounty? Absolutely freaking not. Okay. Yeah, my year got crushed by critical thinking and by just other stuff going on in my life. And I really, really did not get to hack much this year. So I am really trying to protect my time next year with this full-time Bug Bounty Hunters Guild and with some accountability saying, hey, I actually didn't hack this week. What the heck is going on? Let's diagnose that. Trying to be really intentional about building my life around my work hours involving hacking, at least 80% of the time. That's what I'm shooting for. 80% of my working hours, I want to be hands on the keyboard hacking. So that's kind of what I'm going for. Okay, last but not least, motivation. That is the plus side of not getting to do as much hacking as you wanted to do, is when you finally do get to hacking, you are just pumped for it. So I am like chomping at the bit to do some hacking, which after I record this episode for the rest of December, I'm going to be ready to roll hacking on stuff when I'm not spending time with family. So I'm very excited for that. But my motivation overall is great. And I think as far as a plan goes for that, I think I need to, if my energy levels kind of go down and my motivation for hacking goes down, then I need to take some breaks and do some self-care, and then that should come back up. Or like I've been doing in the past, focus on other things like critical thinking, building that business, my real estate portfolio, fitness, those sort of things. And then when I come back to hacking, I should be more motivated. Okay, so what is my overall goal for bug bounty? I put this one down. I might move this one up for y'all on the actual template if you guys want to follow along yourselves. But for me, my goal for bug bounty as a full-time hunter is to sustain my life, you know, is to meet my goals financially. I have a pretty aggressive FIRE goal, financial independence, retire early goal. So I'm going to try to stay on track for that. But at the end of the day, for me as well, it's finding cool shit that I'm proud of and excited by, because I'm very passionate about web security. And whenever I, you know, am not finding bugs on a regular basis, I can feel that drain a little bit. So I also want to find and hack cool shit. Yeah, that's kind of where I want to be. And I want to make sure I'm growing as a hacker as well. Okay, what are my weaknesses as a hacker and how should we remediate these? For me, I need to focus on focusing less, which I think is a little bit of a weird thing to say. In the past, I have really needed to kind of get in the zone and like tune out the world, forget about everything around me, including, you know, any other responsibilities that I have, and just hack. And I think that's a young man's game. And I think I am, while I am only 28, still in my 20s, I do have a family, I do have a business, I do have employees, I have other responsibilities. So I think I need to learn more how to hack in the in-between times. And I think that's going to be a challenge for me, but I've seen people do it effectively, so I know I can do it too. I need to go for bigger attack scenarios. As we saw earlier, my high to crit ratio is really slanted towards highs, and I really need to kind of move that more into the crit arena. So I think I need to try to remove those inhibitors and really push for the crit. I think I would like to do some things on different attack surfaces. Definitely would like to go into the binary exploitation realm. I'm not sure if 2025 is the year for that. I suppose we'll see. But definitely would like to do some different attack scenarios. I think that's been really rewarding. And then also I'd like to do more automation. So those are kind of the areas where I feel weak as a hacker. I kind of have a limited attack surface that I go after with web and sometimes mobile. And I don't have as much automation in place as I would like right now. Okay, what are my strengths as a hacker? My strengths, I'm very thorough. I have a really good understanding of both client-side and server-side web stuff. And I am getting a little bit more into crypto/auth stuff. And I think those are some pretty solid strengths. So that's kind of where the personal inventory is at. And I'm going to go through this next section, which is my plan for how to crush it in 2025, my goals. Okay. So the first question on that part of the template, which once again, you can find on the blog, the Critical Thinking blog, is what areas, if any, would I like to grow as a hacker? Like I mentioned before, I would definitely like to do binary exploitation. I'm going to try to do at least one binary exploitation bug against a bug bounty program in 2025. I just do not have experience with those lower level vulnerabilities. And I'm really fascinated by them. And I think I would respect myself a lot more as a hacker if I had that in my pocket as well. As far as other growth, I think I would like to go for more critical scenarios. Who would I like to collaborate with? There are so many people I would like to collaborate with. I'm not even going to try to name them. How many hours per week on average would you like to hack? I'm thinking 25 to 35 hours per week, ideally 32 hours. Everything else should probably fit into one square business day, critical thinking included. So we'll see. That has definitely not been the case in the past 2 years. But thanks to you guys, we've actually been able to get some staff to help on the team. And we're finally building out a really good team here. So hopefully those hours will go back down in 2025. And I can spend more time hacking. How will I manage my hacker motivation in 2025? That hasn't really been a problem for me, but I think this full-time Bug Bounty Hunters Guild is really going to help. How much money would I like to make? For me, that's probably around probably going to bleep that. but you know, I think it's good to set aggressive goals. How many bugs would I like to submit? I think I'd like to be somewhere between 150 and 200 next year. I think that'll give me a good growth rate. And I think with some automation, that should totally be possible. What would I like my severity distribution to be? I definitely like to move a little bit more towards the crits. Maybe take a little bit off of some percentages off the medium and move them into the crit arena and some off the highs as well, probably. I'm going to leave off what programs or platforms because I don't feel like looking up all of the, what if it's a private program or not. What automation would I like to work on? For me, I've got some really cool stuff in the works for the Critical Thinkers that I'm going to release. I think 2024 calendar year. So by the time this is out, it's probably already going to be out. But if not, ping me and be like, Justin, where's that stuff that you forgot? so we'll see. We'll see. But it's going to be mostly around lead generation stuff. And yeah, definitely want to do some AI automation as well. What research would you like to do, if any? For me, I'd like to do some post-message stuff. And then obviously I want to work with the research team as well that I mentioned, ctb.show/CRL, Critical Research Lab. Jeez, could not get that out. Critical Research Lab, CRL, if you want to learn more about that. But yeah, I'd like to work with the guys in the lab and kind of help them flesh out their research ideas. For me, besides some post-message ideas, I don't have a bunch of research ideas kind of banging around in my head, but I know that there are some really awesome things, especially in the client side, that a couple of the guys that I'm working with have. So excited to try to flesh those out. Okay. And the last question is, what, if anything, would you like to contribute to the community? Guys, this pod is what I'm contributing to the community, and it is about everything I can possibly manage. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. This has been my goals for 2025 and my personal review. You guys can find this on the blog. I think it'd be good for you guys to go down and kind of check that out and do a personal inventory and set some goals. I guess you guys know yourself the best though. So if that doesn't work for you, then you know, maybe it's more chill than that. I just know so many of you guys out there are like really intense goal-based people like I am. So I hope this will be helpful. All right, guys, this is Past Justin signing off from 2024. It's been a great year. Thank you so much for listening to Critical Thinking Bug Bounty Podcast. So appreciate the support, and I'm excited for 2025. We've got a lot of fun stuff in store. All right, peace. And that's a wrap on this episode of Critical Thinking. Thanks so much for listening. And if you want more Critical Thinking content, head over to ctbb.show/discord. Join the Discord. There's lots of great conversations and chats going on over there. And if you want to support the show, there's the Discord subscriber tiers, which give you access to masterclasses, AMAs, hackalongs, exclusive scripts, and an exclusive chat channel with us. We'll see you there.